I had the opportunity, as most of you did, to tour this facility. I did see many tomatoes yet, Dean. No peppers or tomatoes yet, but I was enticed by coming back for 200 different types of tomatoes this summer. I'll make sure the First Lady knows about that. We're only raising about 6 or 8 types at the mansion. Those of you who don't know, one of the first things we did after I was elected governor is put a vegetable garden in out behind the, the only thing that I, she said, can we do this? I said, sure, you know, and we raise a lot of, in fact, we went out this morning at dawn to see where the peas that we planted about 10 days ago and the carrots and the radishes were beginning to come up. But the only limit to it, I said, you can't take the front lawn of the mansion and put like corn in. Okay, we got to keep like a lawn out there. We're not going to turn it into a total ag operation here. She would be very capable of doing that. But this is just a shine. This organization, this spot right here, and the intellectual capacity here is just a really shining center of excellence in the field of plant science. In fact, the Division of Plant Science at Mizzou is the only academic program in the state to address issues related to plant production, plant protection, and plant biology from laboratory to field. Today, Mizzou is leading the way in basic research that's essential to maintain the food supply for a growing world population, helping producers adapt to changing climate conditions, and protecting the biodiversity of our planet. By training the next generation of farmers, extension agents, teachers, and researchers, the university is also helping to increase the productivity of family farms across our state and enhance career opportunities for highly skilled Missouri graduates in the booming field of plant science. Significantly, MU was ranked number 14 in the world for its impact on plant science research. Today, we're joined by a number of exceptional students and faculty who are behind this groundbreaking research, including the director of the Division of Plant Science, Dr. Jim English, and Dr. Robert Sharp, the director of the Interdisciplinary Plant Group, a community of 60 faculty-led research teams. Today, I'm also very pleased to announce that Dr. Robert Sharp and his 4 co-investigators got word this week that they have been awarded a $4.2 million grant from the National Science Foundation to continue studies on drought resistance in corn. Appreciate that. That's really amazing. Those are very competitive. Okay. This is great news for Mizzou and a testament to the outstanding work being done here at the Division of Plant Sciences. Dr. Sharp's research into how corn crops respond to drought has enormous implications and could lead to the development of new hybrids and more resistance to drought conditions in Missouri, across the nation, and around the globe. This major grant will also provide outstanding training opportunities for graduate and postdoctorate students on a collaborative team in the plant science, biology, chemistry, and engineering. Recent decades of warming climate and the rainfall changes that have come with it have already begun to affect our ability to grow enough food to sustain the world's rapidly growing population. For example, the drought Missouri experienced in 2012 was devastating, not only to row crop farmers, but also to livestock operations, many of whom have had to sell off their herds if it were not for the emergency cost share program we set to dig more wells. In the face of these growing challenges, Mizzou is helping to build a brighter future by educating the next generation of farmers, teachers, agronomists, extension agents, researchers, and entrepreneurs. And quite frankly, the scientific insights and breakthroughs achieved by these students and faculty are our best hope for increasing global food, water, and health security. That's why I've made higher education a priority from day one, and that's why my budget for fiscal year 2017 includes an increase of $56 million in higher education performance funding. Now, this would bring institutional funding to an all-time high and allow our colleges and universities to freeze tuition for Missouri undergrad. Now, the budget approved by the House zeroes out my proposed general revenue increase for higher education performance funding, so I'll be urging the Senate to put these dollars back in the budget. And quite frankly, if we're unsuccessful, what that's going to mean for students is more cost. I mean, this increase that we negotiated to also have within it a tuition freeze, and you don't get both ends. We have got to make sure that we get these additional dollars so that we can continue to move forward, much like the $200 million of bonding dollars that we're putting out in institutions from last year that we're spending now. We are heavily invested in higher education, and now is not the time to take our foot off the gas. Now is our time to move forward. If the Senate doesn't repair the challenges that have been put in place by the House, we'll be in a situation where students will pay more, and we'll have to make some very difficult decisions at a time in which we have the money. Okay, let me just stress this really strongly to everybody here. When I first became governor in 2009, 2010, we're in the middle of a recession. And I know what it's like not to have the money. Because in 2009, 2010, we had to make some very difficult decisions. We downsized your state government by over 5,100 positions. We took $1.5 billion out of our base budgets, and we had to make cuts all through state government. The economy is now coming back. Unemployment rate down to 4.3%, almost got to 10% back then. Revenues are coming in. I mean, we're making the progress we need. At that time is exactly the time you should vest in the most important priorities of a budget. And quite frankly, the best economic development tool we've got and the best guarantee that we'll continue to see growth in our economy and an unemployment rate far lower than the national average and investment from around the world here is education, and especially higher education, where we can get the funding.